point.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Are you still hospitalized?
No, I'm home, and I have pain, and I'm on antibiotics, and my skin was so thin, they had to put Steri-Strips. They couldn't glue it. And I have a hole about the size of a quarter in the side of my leg.
And, it just opened up, or you hit what? How did the hole open up?
I hit it on the corner of one of my kitchen chairs.
Okay.
They're wooden, and well, needless to say, blood went everywhere, and it was lucky that I had a neighbor that was a retired nurse, and I called her, and she came over, and we kind of halfway stopped the bleeding before I went to the hospital, and we bandaged it up, and she drove me there and drove me back. And so I've been having it elevated because it was so severely, I had a hematoma underneath, you know, my skin.
It was really
swollen. And I sure don't want that.
Do they know the cause of your skin being thin?
Yes. I take prednisone every day for my lungs.
Right.
And that's causes your skin to be thin and your blood. It's like a blood thinner almost.
Right.
And so that's what that is.
Well, you're just going to have to be a little more careful.
Yeah, I have to be a little more careful, and I'm not really sure, you know, if that was a repayment for something that I did way back when, that I needed to have that something worse wouldn't happen, or just being clumsy.
Well, both things are can be the same. So.
Yeah. Thank you for asking. So my leg's all bandaged up, and it'll take a while to heal because taking prednisone, it doesn't heal as fast.
Yeah, I know. The scabs are not scabs, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, right. So I just have to go with it, but I have crutches if I need them. And I used them the first day, you know, so I wouldn't have weight on that foot.
I understand.
Keeping it elevated, and thank you for the prayers. I appreciate that.
We'll keep them up.
Good. Thank you.
You're the only one on, but I like in the morning, if there's one person, I will do the class anyway. Because I have to do this for myself.
Well, that's great. Because I enjoy it.
We will start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Tebid Hilu Erchimud Hilu Hud Hilu Erchimu Le'akta L'shem Yud He Bavafe Yichud Ashelim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohino aleinu ma'asei yadeinu karenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu karenei. Today is the first aliyah of the parasha of Vayera. And there are 14 verses that we read in the first aliyah. They are chapter 18 of Genesis from verse 1 to 14. Vayera Elah da nu yo yo a he da wa nu he yo the a lo ne mam re wu hu yo she the ta ha o he ke hom ha yom. The Zohar tells us that Mamre, in this verse, is connected to Bina and the world that is coming. Vayisaina vayar vahine shalosha anashim tzitzavim ala vayar vayarat likratam mipetach ha'ohel vayishtachu arza. Vayomar Adonai imna matzati chen be'enecha al na ta'avor me'al avdecha yukach da me'at ma'im ve'rachatu raglechem ve'hishanu tachat ha'etz. Be'echa pat lechem besadu libechem achar ta'avoru ki alken avartem alavdechem vayomru ken ta'aseh ta'asher dibarta. Vamaher Avraham ha'ohela el Sara vayomer machari shalosh se'alim kemach solet lushi vasi uzot vel habakar rats Avraham Vayikach ben bakar rach betove yiten el hanar by maher laso.
Has joined.
Vayikach em avichalav ben habakar asher asa vayiten lifnehem behu omed alechem tachat ha'etz vayokelu vayomru elav vaye sara ishtecha vayomer hine vauhel vayomer shovashu elecha ka'et haya v'hine vein l'sara ishtecha v'sara shoma'at petach ha'ohel v'hu acharav v'Avraham l'sara z'kenim ba'im v'yamim hadav v'yo l'sara orach kanashim. Batitzchak bara bekirba emor achare beloti hayta li edna vadoni zaken vayomer Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo ahida wadu heyo el Avraham lama zetahaka sara le morha avum nam heyled wani zakanti haipale me Adonai yo hewahe adanu yo yo ahe da wanu heyo davar la moe Yidashu Elecha Kaed Chaya Usaravim. Those are the 14 verses from the first Aliyah. And we know the number 14 connects to the name of King David, which has a gematria. David has a gematria of 14. And King David is a chariot for Malchut. So we know that there is a connection that we are constantly striving for. And when the system works properly, then the Chesed, which is the first Aliyah, will always be connecting to Malchut. It's only when the affairs of men, the actions of men that corrupt the process, makes it difficult for Chesed to be revealed in Malchut. And the first Aliyah, we've had this for this is the fourth parasha since the beginning of Bereshit. And we know that we've had 14 in at least two of them, I think three of them, for the first Aliyah. I'm not keeping track of it, and maybe one of you will decide to do so. Here's the English translation. Now Hashem appeared to him in the plains of Mamre, and he was sitting at the entrance of the tent when the day was hot. And we know from the Midrash and other places, including the Zohar, that this was the third day of his Brit, after his Brit, after the circumcision. And we're told that the pain is greatest on the third day after the Brit. Since I don't remember my own Brit, I can't attest to that. Verse 2, and he lifted his eyes and saw, and behold, three men were standing beside him, and he saw and he ran toward them from the entrance of the tent, and he prostrated himself to the ground. This translation is a little confusing. He saw they were standing beside him, and then he ran to them. You want to explain that? I'll give you one explanation. The Torah is not chronological. So it's quite possible that he lifted his eyes and he saw the three men and he ran toward them. And then they were standing beside him. But it is also possible that they were standing by him as a miracle of angels appearing where they were supposed to appear, and then they moved back so that he could run to them to demonstrate his hospitality. And he said, "My lords, if only I have found favor in your eyes, please do not pass on from beside your servant." Please let a little water be taken and bathe your feet and recline under the tree. Now, why does it say the tree? Why doesn't it say this tree? Why doesn't it say a tree? And why does it say a little water to bathe your feet? And I will take a morsel of bread and sustain your hearts. afterwards you shall pass on, because you have passed by your servants. And they said, so shall you do as you have spoken. And Abraham hastened to the tent to Sarah, and he said, hasten 3 seah of meal and fine flour, knead and make cakes. And to the cattle did Abraham run, and he took a calf, tender and good, and he gave it to the youth, and he hastened to prepare it. Who is the youth? The youth, is it Ishmael? And he took cream and milk and the calf that he had prepared, and he placed them before them. And he was standing over them under the tree, and they ate. Now the Zohar says that the angels could not eat unless Abraham was standing over them, which is an interesting thing to contemplate. There are people who say Abraham wasn't keeping kosher because there was no separation between the cream and milk and the calf. But we know that there doesn't need to be separation between eating milk products and then eating meat products. It only needs the separation of time between eating meat and then eating milk. And they said to him, where is Sarah, your wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will surely return to you at this time next year, and behold, your wife Sarah will have a son. And Sarah heard from the entrance of the tent, and it was behind him. Now, there's a little bit of questioning here. Who is saying he will return to Sarah next year and she will have a son? Who's saying that? One of the three angels? But we are taught that the number of children is in the hands of Hashem, and he doesn't delegate that to anyone. So why would he delegate the announcement to an angel? And it's easier for us to accept that the announcement's coming from one of the three men angel entities. But it's also very possible that it was a meditation that all of them joined into to connect to Hashem. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old, coming on in years. Sarah had ceased to have the way of the women. And Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I have become worn out, will I have smooth flesh? And also my master is old. And the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh, saying, is it really true that I will give birth, although I am old? Is anything hidden from the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you at this time next year, and Sarah will have a son. This parasha is the beginning, this Aliyah is the beginning of the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur readings of the Torah. Why is that? Because Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur is this period of the days of awe, the days of Teshuvah, the days of building of the vessel. And the building of the vessel requires hope. And Isaac, representing the soul, and metaphorically the soul after the coming of Mashiach, after the completion of the Tikkun, this is the essence of hope. Does anyone have any questions? We have some time, so I'm going to give you more information about the morning prayers. As I mentioned previously, there are two Yehi Ratzon. And Yehi Ratzon is, may it be your will, implying that Hashem has a desire, which we refer to as a will. But this paragraph is the second of those two. It does not have a bracha at the end, like the first Yehi Ratzon did. And the explanation for this paragraph, we attract negative people and unfavorable situations into our lives. It's not that we attract them. Our decisions create them. Our actions, the effect of our actions, is to bring people who might not be as positive as we need them to be or want them to be. And so we find ourselves in the wrong place at the wrong time, and we're doing business with the wrong people. And with this Yehi Ratzon paragraph, we gain the ability to remove all the external negative events from intruding into our lives. This Yehi Ratzon brings us balance. And there are 11 distinct areas of negativity that are removed by this paragraph, because these 11 are mentioned and they are a vaccine against having them. And when we read the English translation, you'll begin to truly appreciate that. But first, let's read the paragraph in Hebrew. Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha Adonai Elohai Velohei Avotai Shetitzileni Hayom Uvechal Yom Vayom Me'azei Panim Umezut Umeazut Panim Me'adam Ra Me'atzer Ra Me'chaver Ra Mishaken Ra Mipegara Me'ayin Hara Umilashon hara midin kashe umibal din kashe ben shehu ben berit uven she'eno ben berit. May it be your will, Hashem, God of our forefathers, to save me this day and every day from an arrogant man and from arrogance from an evil man and from the evil inclination, from an evil companion, from an evil neighbor, from an evil happening, from evil eye, and from evil speech, from harsh judgment and a harsh opponent, whether he be a son of the covenant or not a son of the covenant. You heard me say the word Ra many times. I'm going to count them. There are seven times that the word Ra is mentioned in this paragraph. There are additional items of negativity, but they don't use the word Ra. Two of these use the word Hara, the evil. The other five just use the word Ra. I'm asking the questions, why are these two using Hara? And the what are these two use? Me'ayin Hara and Milashon Hara. They're referring to evil eye and evil speech. And is there a difference between the two? Yes, there is, and you need to be aware of the difference. There are 11 verses in the Torah that start with a nun and end with the letter nun sofi. These 11 verses are a vaccine against falling spiritually. These 11 verses are a vaccine against evil eye and evil speech. You can see evil, but you do not have to speak evil. You can speak evil and have never seen evil. This is a lesson that we all need to learn. Both evil eye and evil speech are very much part of human beings, human actions, and we need to stay clear of them. We need to build a protection shield around ourselves so that we don't speak evil, we don't hear evil, we don't see evil, and we disconnect between seeing evil and speaking evil. Does anyone have any questions? We have two more classes today, and we will meet at this time again tomorrow. The two classes today, one is at 10:30 West Coast time. It will be continuing our discussions and teachings of 10 luminous emanations, the Tree of Life, the Esther Sefirot, the Sefer that was written by Rabbi Ashlag, rearranging the writings of the Ari so that it is more rational and more easily understandable. And our class at 3 o'clock West Coast time will be to continue our teachings of advanced reincarnation. For one last time, are there any questions today? If not, Shalom Gadol. I hope you have a beautiful day.
I do. Shalom. On those 11 verses you were going
Karu, can you give me what chapter and what verses you were reading from, please? I missed it.
The reading for the Torah was chapter 18, verse 1 to 14. What you were listening to was a discussion of the morning prayers, and it within the morning prayers, 18 blessings, really 19 blessings, and within that there are two paragraphs called Vayehi Ratzon, and the translation of those two words is "May it be your will," which is a question unto itself. What is the will of Hashem, and what is the will of a human being? Or is the will of Hashem a desire, or is that desire for the best, that good for the human being?
Okay.
And is the will of a man the same as his desire? So those are questions I don't answer. But in those morning blessings, you have these two paragraphs by Yehi Ratzon. This is the second of the two. Earlier, like this past week, I spoke about the first of the two. The second of the two has these 11 negative traits, these 11 negative forces that... The saying of these within this morning aspect is connected to a protection shield.
Okay. That clarifies it for me. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Is there any other questions? Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful day. And a beautiful week. Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Shalom.